What did you do? Everyone, it's Monday the 2nd, I think, but I'm not really going to be through, and we are coming in live from my office, and I am just, like, in a happy mood, but, like, I only got, like, 3 hours sleep last night, and, you know, I could blame someone, but I won't blame her because, yeah, that would be really, really mean of me, wouldn't it? Yeah, okay, and, I set a cherry on, but since cherry's, like, in my room, which is, like in the office, but I am going to be so sad on the 13th. So no one, or the 12th, no one bring up the 12th, because I'm in denial. And you can call into us at 347-850-8721. And hi, guest in the room. Hey, Bridget, call in. Okay. I'm probably, okay, and my little co-host over there, is laughing at me, which I sort of deserve. And let's see, let's see, anyone? No one's calling in yet, Till. Oh. Okay, maybe I should just let Till on now because I'm making an ass of myself. But I could do it all by myself without anyone help. Hello.
Hello? Sorry. I think we're having a bit of an echo now here.
Hello? Okay. But the call in, please.
Is
call
it
in.
Going?
No, it's.
Okay.
But the, you can't hear the slides. Type yes.
I'm sorry, but this feels weird. I'm usually on the phone at home when I'm on the show. And right now, I can hear myself echoing.
Okay. Hello? I'm you.
Okay.
You muted yourself.
Calling, please.
Please, you muted yourself. You muted yourself.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm on here. Somebody please call in, please.
That's real.
I've been talking this whole time and I muted. I muted myself on the I think you can hear me in the background on her phone, though. Right?
Okay.
Can you hear me on the background on her phone? Or what?
Bring the call in. Save, okay. Save. Save. Someone save us. Okay. I'm going to be fucking serious now. Oh, by the way, if anyone haven't figured it out, yes, Terry is here.
No!
Not together, and I'm like, then we've been watching the liaison on DVDs lately too. Every time I watch, I like want to cry, and then I made Carly watch the breakup scene today because she hadn't seen it, and I told her to let me know how she thought of about it, and she said that was no breakup. That was all about Jake, not about them. So they really love each other. It's all in their emotions and everything. So they need to get together.
Oh my God!
Oh,
I'm just
no, we're not. Sorry, we're not drunk. No, I know. We're just
we don't. Oh,
echoing.
Yes, it's like
okay.
Maybe if you okay.
Maybe if I just get off the phone and you can hear me in the background, right?
Oh well, you could go in the living room. I don't know. We have no callers yet. No one likes us. Everyone hates us. We really need callers, people, you know, because we have... Did you hang up?
I muted.
Okay, she muted herself. Billy, okay. Billy, call in. We need you.
Is that better? Oh, no.
know, because I turned my same volume down. Never mind, it's probably not better.
So, Terry and I have been having the best time, and we've been doing stuff, and we've been getting lost, too. If anyone wants to hear about a Get Lost adventure, call in at 347-850-87. Oh, my God, where's it left?
Maybe if I try going out here.
Okay.
Is that better?
We'll have to do unmute yourself. Okay. Briz is laughing at us. Okay, Briz, call in. We need you. Because we sound horrible.
Is it echoing now?
Yes, I
went out of the room. Is that better? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Ask Bridget if that's better. I'll sit out here.
Hey, Bridget. Is it better? So, Terry, why don't you tell everyone how you got us lost?
Excuse me, but I'm the one that's not from here. You were the navigator. You were supposed to be navigating me and everything, and you were supposed to tell me where to go to, and I don't know. We ended up getting lost for, like, about what seemed like half an hour, and we were, like, cracking up laughing the whole time.
Well, you see what happens. We get together, and, you know, it's really good. Okay. You know, Brian Sully hasn't called in either. What is Sully got abducted by
you know
aliens?
I think it's because that I'm here now. I think since I got here, I've been, people don't want to call in. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay, that.
Is Bridget on here still?
It was him.
Is Bridget in there? In the chat room?
Her little dog went crazy, so I think she's coming back. And guess 6-6-6-9-1, please call in 347-850-8721. You know what? I sent an email out last night about this, so you think people will call in because I am so amazing, and we are so amazing.
That wasn't me.
Okay. So, what was I? So, yeah, we are, Terry, aren't you having, like, the greatest time here?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, you are evil. People see the evil. If you guys... let's see. So, everyone, let's see. Do we have any one calling in yet? Oh, Bridget! Hi, Bridget!
Hello, girls.
Hello.
Hello.
I know, sorry. We just...
Hey,
we were just having
my way
too much
see what
fun.
It does.
Huh?
Try going in my room and see what it does.
Oh. Okay, was it echoing a little bit better, Bridget, right now, or what?
It's not echoing now.
Okay,
on my end, anyway.
Okay, that's...
How about now? Is it really bad?
No, it's fine. You got there's no echo at all.
Okay, good.
On my end.
Okay. Sue is here too. Hello?
Hello, girls.
Hi.
Hello, hi.
How are you?
Well,
I guess we're doing okay. We just
you don't know?
Much, we just been having way we were cracking up laughing in the beginning of the show because it feels
what
weird.
What show sucks? What show sucks?
No, did I say? I don't think I said. What did I say just then? Did I say something sucked?
You sound so smug.
Did I say
yes.
I sound sucked? Oh, I didn't mean that. Oh God, you know what? My mind has been like, okay. No, I meant to say. Oh God, I don't know what I'm saying anymore right now. Okay.
Okay, you guys love you. You guys have this cuteness, but we didn't go to bed until 5 in the morning.
Yeah, she got me,
I'm echoing really bad.
She got me on Billy, we were watching Young and the Restless last night on their DVR, Devo. I'm into Billy and Victoria now.
Huh?
I'm into Billy, I better go out over here.
I'm fine, go down there.
Okay.
Are you guys in the same room? Are you in the same room?
Yeah, that's probably what it was. She got me her son Billy and Victoria, so I was up last night on her computer watching YouTube clips of Billy and Victoria.
Oh,
and
yeah, they're good.
I know.
They're very good together. And they're funny, and that's good. You know, I mean,
yeah.
There's so many, you know, light moments with them, unlike the other soap opera, which is dark and depressing. But, you know, Y&R can be light and funny. And I'm going to tell you something. Phyllis, girl, she is back to her old ways. I can't believe it. She's probably going on vacation of sorts or something. I don't know.
Well, she has a new baby, too. So maybe
she had a baby?
Well,
she adopted a baby.
Oh, she adopted a baby.
I think it was through surrogate. Did she have somebody like through surrogate or something?
Yep.
Probably be off the screen for a while. You know, I mean, that's what I'm assuming. And she told Jack. She said, "Oh yeah." She said, "When I come back, I don't think you'll like who I'll be or who I am or some kind of crap."
Wow.
Uh oh. Back to the old Phyllis.
Actually, I don't think she's going to go back to being, because she's a mother now. I don't think she's going to totally go back. I think she's just going to get her backbone back. I think she lost a bit of her backbone, and I think that she's just going to be, I think she'd be a combination of the old Phyllis and, like, the new Phyllis. That's what I want Elizabeth to come back to. I want Elizabeth Weber to come back to being the Elizabeth that we all know and love from when she first came onto the scene and have her, you know, because I miss Elizabeth needs her freaking backbone back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watch them in a hospital. I mean, I'm loving Christine and Ethan right now, but I don't think they're going to go anywhere with them for a while until she's like 18 or something in real life. But, I mean, and now that they're met, they're bringing up, you know, that Jason knows that a baby got kidnapped, but they're not even, I don't even think I heard them say who the baby was. Does Jason even know that it's Liz's baby that was kidnapped?
Lucky told him, I think. Lucky told him or Dante told him.
But
he
can't even say the baby's name or Liz's baby or nothing. It's the baby.
It's really unbelievable.
Nothing with him.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
I know.
It doesn't make sense whatsoever. I mean, even if they had, you know, even if they had broken up because they didn't love each other, there still should be some kind of, you know, some kind of a freaking reaction.
Emotion.
I mean, she is the mother of his son. I mean, and that hasn't been brought up. I mean, she's been down this road twice before. That hasn't been brought up. So, I mean, it's just weird it's so crazy.
Yeah, and I'm going to say something because someone freaking forced me to watch the breakup scene today. I'm not saying
But
I'm sorry, but it wasn't a breakup. It wasn't like, I hate you, I number one. No. They broke up because of Jake. It wasn't because of anything anything to do with, oh, I don't love you. No.
Oh, no. I mean, we all know this. And, you know, and what's so bad about it, I mean, I don't mean bad. I mean, but Steve made, you know, when he cried, that wasn't in the script. He cried because he was upset. He was upset.
Yeah.
I said, wow, that's awesome. They do so want this couple, both of them, but as to whether or not they'll ever get him, that's a whole different story. But when I read that Steve, now I don't know whether that was Becky's real tears, whether that was, but I know that Steve
said, that he said that was the hardest thing, that it was hard to film for her, and see what this, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, so what did
you,
go on.
No, I'm just saying I have been on a billion Big Boy of being kicked this past couple of days now.
Yeah.
People. See, he was Billy and Victoria this whole day. Okay.
Well,
let's just be honest.
Okay. Well, actually, on and off. Because it took it easy today. We kind of took an easy day today. You know, we've kind of been out these past few days. And so I thought, well, you know, because I go on YouTube a lot. So I thought, maybe I should find something else to watch on YouTube. So I've been on, Billy and Victoria, but it's not like they have 10 years of storyline on the TV on the computer, but and then I got on to watching some Liz and Jason videos, and I'm sitting there thinking, they are missing out. They are wasting a good
talent, chemistry,
not writing a good storyline.
They have
wasted over 10 years. Well, you know, they gave us a little bit of a story. They gave us a baby and everything. But I know, Shirley, how you feel. Because I'm glad they did. I'm glad they gave us the baby. But what was the whole point?
Right.
Really? I mean, if somebody has a baby with somebody, aren't you supposed to interact with that person? Aren't you supposed to be parents, co-parents to the child, whatever? I don't care about the danger.
Right.
Don't mind the danger. He should be calling Liz, finding out how Jake's doing, finding out, especially now, right now, what Liz is going through, finding out how Jake's doing through all this. Maybe he should be concerned if Jake's okay or something. You know?
I mean, it's just so weird because they can't even acknowledge.
No, they can't.
There's no acknowledgement. I mean, it's some weird shit. I mean, I've never seen any couple like this. Even if they have the worst breakup, there's still dialogue. You know, there's something.
I was thinking about Bo and Hope because they are going through a really real time right now with, you know, they broke up, but they are not divorced forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we haven't yet. We haven't watched those soaps yet.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was saying was, you know, Bo and Hope, you know, even when they are going through their shit, you know, they still interact. And much as I don't like Nick and Sharon, they have the kids. They interact.
There's always dialogue. There's always dialogue with them.
You know. That's one thing I like about Young and the Rest is they do not forget about anybody.
Exactly.
If they know they got a popular couple and a cut in somebody like Billy and Victoria, they will put them in. They will do something with that.
Right.
You know.
Oh,
and they,
I
and
loved
they,
it today
huh?
when Lord pushed Jill into the flipping.
Oh, that was hysterical.
Oh,
really?
It was
that
great.
Was, I said, no,
I
she
laughed
didn't.
My ass off over that.
My gosh, in the grave. And then she had the nerve to throw some dirt on
her. I know. It was
she
so
threw
great.
Some dirt over her.
Oh, man.
I just, that is my favorite soap. I love why not.
Adam, that was great too.
Yeah.
I was very happy like Friday or whatever when I found out Melissa Reeves is coming back to Days of Our Life.
Yep.
She is?
Yeah.
She's on contract now.
Oh.
So I'm like, yay!
Because
I've always loved Jennifer, and so when I heard that, I'm like, oh, okay. That is really good. And like I said, by the way, Brendan, she got me hooked on True Blood.
Oh, yeah.
I
didn't say that.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a hit on Drop Dead Diva, True Blood, The Glade. What else did we watch? Haven, the Friday night show on
Haven,
Sci-Fi.
I love that move show. It is good, too.
Isn't
the
it?
What?
Yeah.
Haven on Sci-Fi.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I don't watch
it
Sci-Fi.
Is, it's
yeah.
a Stephen King novel.
Oh, okay.
It is good. It's on Thursday night.
It's on Friday night.
Or Friday night.
Yeah.
But, you know, now, True Blood,
you
got to
watch Perfect Affairs, too.
I tried to get into True Blood, and it gets confusing, and it's just a weird show. I understand you have I just can't get into it. I can't.
Well,
I tried.
From the beginning.
I saw some of the earlier shows because my sister watches the show, and I try to get into it, but I just can't get into that whole thing. Maybe it's just the vampire. I don't know. Maybe I can't get into
the vampires because I like vampires, so that's why I'm always into
well,
it.
See, that's the, and that seems to be like the biggie after Twilight
yeah.
and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
I just can't get into it. I just can't. I said, nope, Twilight's not my thing. Sorry.
You gotta watch Covert Affairs, too, on USA. It is good, too. Covert Affairs? Oh,
yeah,
it's good.
Who were the stars?
You know the girl that played in Coyote Ugly, the movie Coyote
yeah.
Ugly?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's an FCIA or FBI.
Oh, with the blonde
yeah.
hair?
Yeah. It is good. I love
yeah.
it.
Bridget, we get to watch the same shows. This is not funny. Do you watch Rizzoli and Isles? Do you watch Rizzoli and Isles? No? That's a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and Carly, we only have 3 episodes left of Army Wives.
It's only 3 episodes?
Already?
Yep, after Sunday, we only have 3 left.
Oh, well, I need to catch up on the 2 because I got into Drop Dead Diva last night. Oh, my God, that is such a good show. And I know, Terry, because I already know you were going to say that, but, yeah.
It is.
Drop Dead, you guys need to watch Ricky Boo. Oh, my God, that is such a
I got into that, too, Ricky Blue.
What is that?
That's on Channel 7. It's on ABC. It's a summer show. It's on Channel 7, and it's with it's young actors in it. Because, well, obviously, Ricky Blue. It's like a cop show.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Who are, like, rookies, and the first, you know.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw the promo for that. Yeah, I saw
yeah.
the promo. But that's a summer show, right? That's
yeah.
one of the summer replacements, though, right?
It's not a summer show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think if there's something that I'm missing tonight that
I just can't get into TV. I don't know. Most of the time when I'm here, I get on my computer. You know, once in a while, if I try to find decent movies, and I've seen some really good movies lately, But the shows, I just can't get into it for some reason.
But one thing I did love about ZH on Friday is, Thursday, they were supposed to have their sex thing going, and they cut it.
Oh, yeah.
They cut a bunch of stuff, I think, because it was so out of sync on Thursday and Friday. So there must have been quite a bit cut for those days.
Oh, Christy is on the line with us, too.
Hey.
Hey, hello. I'm so...
Hello, Christy. Hey.
Hi, I'm not doing well today.
Why?
What's wrong?
There's no internet working at my house, so I have half an hour on the computer at McDonald's right now because I got up too late today.
Oh.
And so I'm, like, officially pissed that I have no internet at my house. It ruins my whole day.
Oh, wow.
Well, of course it would. I mean, you know, I mean, not that, you know, I think, that, you know, if we don't have an internet or a cable, it's like a real thing because you're used to it. I mean, it's like, how did we ever manage without our cell phones? I'm sorry, Chris.
How did we ever live without internet before? I don't remember life before internet. I don't know what I did.
Yeah,
what
well,
did we do
yeah.
to pass the balance?
Yeah, well, I mean, really, what did we do? I mean, yeah, with the internet, yeah, what did we do? But, no, Christy was a very good help with me on Monday because I was waiting for Terry at the airport and I was bored. So, I called Christy and I was really thankful because I was bored and I was hyper and everything and, and then I don't know why I'm saying this on air, but who cares? Then I go to the bathroom. I mean, her plane was coming in like at 4:46. So I have this brilliant idea of mine at 4:43 to go to the bathroom. And so this was a good, brilliant plan of mine. So then when I get out, I totally missed her coming like down that little escalator, but then she texts me, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm here." And like, yeah. And
in the John.
No. Yeah,
well,
no.
No, what happened was I got off the airplane and I was going to the carriage thing to pick up the baggage carousel and everything and. You know, I think she texted me. I think she was the one that texted me, "Where am I?" And I go, "Well, I'm going to get my luggage." And in L.A., you can't. And I was just like, "Where are you?" She's like, I'm right in front of you. I'm right by the luggage thing. I'm like, "Oh, really?" Because in L.A., you can't do that. You can't. They have to wait till you completely get out of there and everything. There's nobody that can go while you get your luggage. It's very different. So I was not used to that. I'm like, "Oh, you're there? Really?" And so it was kind of surprising and that she was able to meet me where I was getting my luggage at and everything. Mm-hmm. And then we were sitting there at the airport waiting for her parents to come get us and everything.
Yeah.
So we're like, for like an hour. And I'm like thinking, I've already been on a freaking airplane for 2 fucking hours. And I'm like, in my language, but my butt was like hurting me and, you know, and everything. And I felt like I was on an airplane for, like, 10 hours. I haven't been on an airplane for so long, and I felt, like, jet-lagged. And they feed you, like, you know, like, chips
nuts
or soda
and stuff
or something.
Like that, yeah.
Like
you don't get food anymore, right?
It's like a handful. I got the bag of cookies, and it was, like,
yeah,
a handful,
cookies,
like, five
right.
cookies, little pieces
mm-hmm.
of cookies. I'm like, oh, my God, that's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could buy stuff. You could buy a pillow and a blanket for $7, and you could buy like food for like $6. I'm like, you could buy the little headset for $2. And I'm like thinking, why am I going to buy the headset for $2? I'm not going to use them again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
They charge you for every little thing. I haven't been
I
on
know.
The plane since 2006 because when I do travel now. I go by car, you know, I've been going by car. I haven't flown, so there's so many changes, and they charge you for every little damn thing now, so I hear.
If I were to go by car, it would take me 19 hours to get here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a long time.
That's like 1,100 miles or something. I think your dad, when he picked us up, he was like, I don't know what he decided to do that for, but he was figuring out how much it would be to get here through. And it would take 15 days to walk.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So I was doing
I don't think I want to see anybody that bad. Sorry.
I'm really going to walk. Your dad is like crazy. I mean, he's like.
Yep.
Because he's got a sense of humor, and she's surprised that I can handle a sense of humor. I'm like, you know what? I could dish it. I could take it as well as I could dish it out, you know, because I work at a high school, and I'm pretty funny myself, I guess. And so, you know, and so he's like always, he's like joking around and everything. It's so
funny. Jerry can tell you. I really, really should be the milkman's kid, right, Haley?
Oh, yeah. She does not look like her dad. She could be like the milkman's child.
The milkman's child?
Her and her sister could, too, yeah.
Okay,
so,
oh, well.
I know.
Well, because my dad is dark, and because he's from Indonesia, and... And my mom, well, she was from here, but my sister and I do not look anything like our dad. People always ask us, were you adopted or something? And I'm like, no. So now I just go with the whole milkman theory.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a possibility.
So, okay. Let's see. We've been watching Liaison DVDs because I brought the Liaison DVDs. There's a lot. I told her there is like, I got like 20, no, maybe more than that. I have about maybe 40 of them with me. And we've only been through like maybe 3 of them so far.
Oh,
not even 3. We're like in the beginning of the relationship, of their story. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm getting all depressed watching it because
I know,
you know
it's sad.
It's like
I guess
so
it gets
sad.
A little sad because you
and
see
I,
all
I
this
thinking,
freaking chemistry being wasted.
We watched when he got shot, and I'm sitting there thinking, if it was not for Elizabeth Weber, Jason Morgan would be 6 feet under. He would be so 6 feet under right now. She's the one that found him in the snow. She's the one that instead of getting the first aid kit. Like Jason wanted her to. She went to go get, tell Sonny what's going on, and then she went to go get Bobby, even though she was told not to, you know, bring anybody there or something, and, mm-hmm. you know, so.
I got the whole Liaison DVD collection, too, and I went through that with my friend Heather, like, 2 or 3 years ago, and it took us, like, months to get through everything.
Wow.
Did it? I know.
Yeah.
I know. Was that your first
time?
Like, whenever
we had time, when we weren't working or something, we do a marathon on the weekends.
We were watching it. You know, you get hooked on it. You know, I remember when I got them. I didn't get them all at once. I got them, you know, sporadically. And when I first got the first few, I was up all night watching them. You know, everything, falling in love with them all over again because I didn't remember.
You do.
I hadn't seen their clips for a long time or their stories for a long time and watched them. Like, oh my gosh, that is amazing. It's like I forgot about the fire. I fell in love with them when Lucky got killed, you know, quote unquote killed in the fire. And when I saw their chemistry right there and then, and I'm like, wow, you know. And then they had to screw it up with bringing Courtney in the picture and everything and whatever, and Xander. I mean, I don't know, the Xander, that whole Xander thing to me, I, you know, that was just, you know, was a mistake. You know, that, you know, to me, third child, Cam, will be, to me, in my estate, is Jason and Liz's child. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and hopefully we will watch a little more tonight because.
Last Friday, I like Ethan and Christina. I don't know if we're going to go anywhere with them right now. I think they said they might wait until she's, like, 18 in real life or whatever, but she'll be 18 in October, and he's only 22. So they're, like, 4 years apart. They could start gradually, start getting them, you know, closer to get closer in the relationship and then start, you know, something like maybe. They don't have to do it, you know, all at once, you know. They could just do it gradually.
I agree with you. Oh, the reason why we are only having an episode tonight because Number one, that's all I could schedule for. And number two, someone, well, it's not totally her fault that I stayed up too far, but then I got her on this Victoria Beauty kick. So she went in here and watched it, and I finished some of my Sunday shows.
I know, it's funny. I'm falling asleep. We're watching, because she's got the TiVo in her bedroom. We're watching the shows, and I'm falling asleep on the bed. And then I go into my room here, and then I get a second wind, and then I'm watching, you know, YouTube, and then I'm up till 5 in the morning.
Mm.
And that's so funny.
I did that last night. I slept so much today. I'm like, damn it, I slept too late today. And by the time I get ready to go out, and, like, I barely have any time for internet now because it's so late, and I, like, finally, like, shower,
yeah.
Have my dinner, and then I'm like, oh, great, now it's, like, 10 o'clock. What the heck is open at
9
o'clock at night now?
Yeah.
When
will you have
a 24-hour internet around here? Or McDonald's needs to be open until, like, at least midnight so I can get my
But when will you get your internet back, Christy?
Probably tomorrow when my landlord fixes it or resets the connection tomorrow. Because by the time I call there, it's, like, 8:30, and she hasn't called me back because, like, you know. 8:30 at night, so I don't think she's going to come over to my house, like, fix the internet.
Hey, Christy, you missed the beginning of the show. You think we would have been drunk, but we weren't. But Bridget is pretty bad. She'll tell you. She thought we were drunk. But no, I mean, we're, like, giggling and cracking up. I don't know what that was all about, but I think for me it felt weird, like, not being at home on the phone. It was being here, and then she said, If it hasn't sunk in yet, Carrie's here, and I started cracking up laughing. She was like,
and then
dropped her phone and everything, and I was giggling, and it was so funny.
We don't mean to be funny, but it comes out like, I mean, oh, and we got lost too together on Sunday too. I mean. We were driving around because we went to my sister's house for my nephew's birthday party. And I thought I was doing a good thing. I map-crested. I was so proud of myself. And then...
what happened was we were following the map, and I'm good at following... I must have not turned... said to go straight from there, and just say to turn down this one street. It just says go straight, continue to that street or something. It didn't say turn left or right. And so we're continuing on, and so for some reason I felt like we're going way too far. And we did. And I was in tears, laughing so hard, cracking up, like and like you know, it was like I'm like. Trusting her to, like, guide me. I'm not from Washington. I'm from California, and I know my way around California, but not Washington and everything. So, and then her dad had to meet us up at a Safeway, and we had to follow him. So, and then I would go to a baseball game, a minor league baseball game, and I'm freezing my butt off. I have shorts and a tank top on, and we nearly get hit by the ball, like, a couple of times.
We almost died logically from a baseball because it came right at us. And I ducked. I'm ducking now. I'm gonna be smoked. And so I ducked and but we were really close. You know, we got to be behind home plate. So we were the same, but, you know, every time the ball came near us, I ducked.
There was a ball that came. It was, I think it was the last ball. And I screamed and I ducked my head, but it didn't go on our side. It went over back onto the player side. I just misjudged it. So getting all freaked out for nothing.
Yeah, and we will probably have another show probably. Maybe on Monday, but probably on Monday. I think. Yeah.
So how long are you going to be there,
Carrie? let's see, what, how many days are down now? The days are going by so fast. I came on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's maybe like 10 more days. I have 10 more days, I think. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
I leave a week from Thursday.
Yeah, a week from Thursday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I come back, I leave the day after Brenda comes back to General Hospital.
Oh,
you know what?
Okay.
I'm hoping when Brenda comes back, it's not going to be all about Sunny and whatever. I want her to come back and mingle and get other people's storylines. Like, go back, be with her for Rob, and she's just going through this Patrick and the whole freaking
Lisa. Oh, my God,
Lisa.
Lisa is one scooter. Okay. Lisa is one scooter blue puppy. I mean, we were watching it, and I'm like, when she got undressed in this hella bra and underwear on, it was rude. It was like, wow.
Mm.
So, yes, it was just, like, one of the, not like, so, yeah, it was weird, but, yeah, and, but I can't wait for Bo on Days of Our Life to Bo to finally figure out it was Hope.
Oh, now, you didn't watch it today, you said, Carly? Okay, because
no,
I won't say anything. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
But, yeah, that we are doing that tonight. So, but there are only 3 more episodes, and then it will be done for the season of All Me Wives.
I don't think Bridget's on.
Yes, there will be 3.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Well, that's great, but Drop Dead Diva, you have, like, a little more timing.
How many more episodes of Drop Dead Diva, Bridget, do you know?
I'm not sure, because Disney start after Army Wives, so they should probably have a few more extras than Army Wives.
Yeah. And you know what? It's true. Did you see on Sunday, Bridget? It's so true what he said to her, because she was about to tell him that she was dead. But I agreed with what he said. If he's going to fall in love with you, he needs to fall in love with you and not Deb.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and I want him to fall in love with her, too. I don't want him to fall in love with Deb. I mean,
I know.
So,
I loved her dream in the very beginning, though.
Oh, wasn't that good? Yeah, I know. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I know. Yeah.
Now that I'm in love with True Blood, too. We were watching that last night,
watching that while we're eating some leftover cake and ice cream, and they had all this freaking blood and gore, you know, this bloody scene.
I know.
When the Lorena character, what's her name, Lorena, yeah, got killed. I was so glad that character's so gone. You know, I hated her.
I know.
And then we're eating their cake and ice cream, and I'm like, oh, man. But what's going on with, okay... Now, she's a fairy or something, right? Suki, right?
Yeah, she's from Elven Blood.
And so what is all that when they said to her, don't let him take your life? What was that all about, I wonder?
Something to do with her whatever. I think her blood is magical or something.
Really?
Because I think
that's
from the book. I think if a vampire drinks Elven Blood or something, there's some. See, because when he drank her blood and they threw him outside, he did not burn at first.
I know.
So there is something in her blood that I think stops them from, they can be outside.
Okay.
But I haven't read the new book yet, so I'm not sure yet.
Okay. It looks like next week's episode, they're warning her to stay away from Bill. Like her cousin, that turned out her cousin is warning her to stay, or there was a scene where her cousin said stay away from Bill or or something or whatever. I don't know. But, oh, my God, it's getting better. It's getting good, I bet. It's getting good now. It's getting really good now.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to know what she said to Eric.
I know. Me too.
That's whispering in his ear. I want to know. I want to know exactly what she told Eric. Because see that that's not in the book.
Oh really? It isn't.
No.
Okay. Maybe she was telling him that she's a fairy and something about her blood. Maybe. Maybe that's what he was telling her. You see? Could be. I don't know. I think now there's. I was watching the Comic-Con. From them on True Blood, and they were asking him what the, you know, what's his name, Alan Boston's question. Because right now they're kind of like going away from the book a little bit, I guess, now a little bit. I'm not sure if it's a little bit or a lot, but they're kind of going away from the book a little bit now or something, I guess, so.
When he was drinking Sookie's blood, they weren't doing the werewolf that was driving wasn't even anywhere near him. And he was supposed to be sucking her blood in a parking car garage where she was staying with that
guy.
Oh,
really?
So that's you can tell they're going off because that wasn't even in the book either.
Oh, I see. Okay. But suppose it feels less safe. Now that she has his blood in her, I wonder what that's going to do to her now.
Well, she's had his blood before, so.
But she's got a lot of it now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, so. He practically sucked the life out of her, literally, you know.
Christy, you said you really said Ross True Blood. You would like it.
Like what?
True Blood.
What?
True Blood.
Oh, I've seen, like, the first episode or two, but I haven't gotten around to watching the rest. It's kind of sexual. It's kind of like porn, some of those scenes. I'm like, I don't know why I should be watching this right now.
Yeah, I know. That's like that show, Spartacus. That's a little bit, like, mild, like, porn a little bit, you know. But I still liked it. At Comic-Con, I was watching a little bit of some interviews they were doing with Vampire Diaries, and they were talking about a little bit, and what's her name's enjoying playing the Catherine and Elena role. You know, she likes being a bad girl right now, you know, and I think she's coming back. Catherine really went so far. I don't think she ever really left Damon. So I think she's kind of come back for Stefan or something. I think.
Well,
I don't think Christy heard me, but is she paying attention to hear what I said?
Christy?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm reading Smudfic. Sorry. Very distracting.
No, I was just saying about Vampire Diaries. I was watching a couple of interviews that they did at Comic-Con, and they were talking about Vampire Diaries a little bit.
Yeah,
and they said,
Wi-Fi. Is that okay? Let me know when you have to kick me out.
Okay. When does Vampire Diaries come on again? It's September.
September. I just saw the promo tonight. I think it's the 6th or the 7th. The 8th of September.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. I think they're coming back on a Thursday, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not until then. It's quite a while longer, so.
Usually shows don't come back until October. Some shows come back in October. Late September.
Well,
October.
Lee's not coming back until September 21st, and I really can't wait that long. I don't know why they didn't release the season one DVD sooner. I thought that was stupid. They're not releasing that until, like, the 14th,
really?
The week before the season premiere. So I'm like, why didn't they release it sooner so people could watch the entire season during the summer? Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yeah. I know, huh?
But whatever.
He's nominated for an Emmy, Matthew Morrison.
Oh, God, he's the sexiest thing alive. I thought that about Steve Burton before, but, oh, my God, Matthew Morrison. I would do him anywhere. That man is amazing.
Oh, my God.
I do
I
have
would.
To say.
I would.
Scott Reeves was looking mighty frickin' fine in a towel and no shirt today.
Wow,
oh, really?
Oh,
wow.
My effing God, that man has some body, I tell you.
I love him. I know he works out with Steve Burton, too, so that's probably why.
He's doing well. He's doing very well.
I think that has to give credit to him going to work out after work, I guess, with Steve and all that, I guess.
Well, what was I going to say? Okay, one of the guys on Wiki Blue, I think is really, 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 really cute, but I forgot his.
Which guy is that on Wiki Blue?
Okay, the one that is sort of having the fail with
The blonde haired chick?
Yes.
You think so? Well, I guess.
I guess so. I'm just saying he's cute. You guys need to turn into Wiki Blue because
I'm like,
yeah,
he's gonna be more into than me.
Yeah, like, see, he's getting me into like really, really good stuff. Oh, and you guys need to watch the gates, right?
I don't watch the gate.
No, not the gate.
The glade.
The glade.
The glade.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That's a good show.
Oh,
well,
is
Bridget
that good?
Already,
yeah.
Bridget already watched the glade. So that's the guy that I think I could do any day or anywhere.
Oh,
any
baby.
Day.
Oh,
any
my
day,
God.
Anywhere.
Oh, really?
Any day
and
what anywhere.
What would you be doing
the horizontal mambo.
Okay, so
the
just,
horizontal
you know,
mambo.
You
really?
Just all in your imagination, Bridget. I mean, yeah, Shirley, sorry. It's all in your imagination, okay? So.
Trust me, I have an
imagination. Alrighty then.
I dream about
him. I love him.
Guy.
He's so cute. I just love him. Matt Passmore. He's my Australian guy, too. I love Australian men and Englishmen.
Australian men are Australian men are sexy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm really not into Englishmen, but the Aussies are all sexy.
If you go YouTube him, he was a model for underwear, and there's a commercial on YouTube. An underwear ad or whatever from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his hair straight and long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, he's like in an airplane. And he goes, it's an airplane, he goes into the bathroom, and it's, oh my God, he's so freaking cute.
He does a lot of voiceovers for Australian ads, too, over in Australia.
Does he? Oh,
yes.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Look at Bridget said,
oh, by the way, you guys, we only have 1 minute, but we are going into Wobble because I don't want to sound like a fucking, I'm supposed to cast it. Thank
I
you.
Told you, why don't you just make a recording? Because you say the same thing every day.
Okay, fine. I'm
fine.
I thought it's like someone.
Well, you know, the funny thing was she said she's going to make it for an hour, but I knew she was going to go into overtime.
Oh, yeah, you knew? Okay,
she always go into overtime.
Okay, you know what? You never told me that you knew I was going to overtime until I just said it.
Whatever.
Oh, you know what? I don't really mean to bring up a sore subject, but have you girls been watching the promos for Matt and Maxie?
Oh my God, I love that.
They always show it on,
I do not.
I love them. I love Carly.
They go back to the days of our lives.
You love
them? I love them. I really,
really?
Do. They have hot chemistry.
My
oh my God.
Okay,
they were
okay,
hot.
You know what?
For the freaking closet.
I love
Maxie
and Maxie.
Hot.
I like Lucky Maxie. I was never.
No.
You don't like this? Not
Maxie.
Not this Lucky.
I guess
this
maybe
Lucky.
It has
you
to
like the Greg Vaughn's Lucky Terry.
No, actually, I
you
like
Jonathan
I like
Jackson.
Her with, I well, I never, I like Jonathan Jackson. I never said I didn't like him as an actor.
No, I'm talking about chemistry. I'm not talking about acting.
I see it. When they were together, when they were fighting over that lamp or whatever the other that one scene they had, I thought that was really cute. I don't know. I see a little bit of spark.
That was annoying, but that's just me.
Yeah, I don't see him with chemistry
I guess my philosophy is that anybody to get him out of the business storyline, I really don't care. Even if he was a Claire, I wouldn't mind. Go Claire and my face. I don't really care. You know, as long as it's not Wiz, he could go with Maya, you know, whatever. But I like the Lucky and Maxie. I don't know why, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
They've been showing this promo with Matt and Maxie. So I said, apparently they're going to seriously be putting them together.
But they're going to throw Lucky in the mix because there's a spoiler on RTN that Lucky's going to be jealous. And they're going to have a heart-to-heart about their past with the drugs.
I'm kind of surprised they're going there again with Lucky and Maxie.
How can they bring up his past with drugs and they can't bring up Jason's past with Sam?
That's called selective.
Selective writing or something.
They can put Lucky and Elizabeth back together a million times, but they can't give Jason Elizabeth a chance. Like, what's that?
Come on. I just want to say, I hate Matt and Maxie. If you're going to, you know, screw over my Spinnery Maxie, go ahead, put Lucky and Maxie together. Go ahead, but you know what? I do not need another fucking remix of Son of Bill. I'm sorry. That's what I'm seeing.
And Chrissy never watched Son
of Bill. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry. I really do.
Did you ever watch Piece of Her Life? Did you watch Son of Bill?
No, I didn't, I've seen videos of them on YouTube. I've seen of them from Days of Our Lives. I never watched it.
I was never a Sean and Belle fan. I could not. I always liked Sean and Mimi in the beginning, but they went with Belle. But, you know, that's how it goes. But I could never get into Sean and Belle. And I think that's why I don't want to see Matt and Maxie. I don't want to see a Sean and Belle redo.
Thank you.
One of the reasons why they brought him on, because that they wanted to recapture
because of
that,
the chemistry,
that
and
chemistry
they
because
wanted
of when
to
he
bring
came
their
on,
fans over.
Yeah,
and, you know,
as soon as he came on, to the screen, that's what they interacted him with Maxie, like, you look familiar or something or whatever that the scene was. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's just like on Days of Our Lives when they're bringing in what's her name? Adriana and Brady.
Oh yeah, and Brady.
You know, they're recreating.
Yeah.
They're recreating. They're trying to recreate. What's their name from casting?
Adriana.
Ethan. I don't want to.
Oh, she's Ethan.
I mean, Matt. I like Matt, but I just don't. He could go with somebody else, maybe. You know, I don't know. Well, we'll see how.
Well, they
goes.
Have to do something with them. I mean, they brought on this poor guy, and they didn't really do anything with his character.
I know. See, that's
you know,
the,
which
that
is,
was
I
the
said,
whole...
that's awful. I would be pissed.
Well, apparently Matt and Maxie are gonna be in Scrubs' drama because they're gonna be investigating the crazy loon Lisa.
I don't mind that. I love seeing Maxie fight for her.
She's a fatal attraction.
I can't stand her.
I hope they kill her off because
I
can't stand her character.
You know, I mean, the whole underwear and panning the thing. I mean, come on.
And I love when Robin went in her face the other day, though. Even though she has that, she could hang that over Robin's, Patrick's head, their affair. She could have easily told Robin about the affair. But what Robin said to her, I just loved her little funk with her, you know, and everything. But,
well, supposedly Patrick tells Robin on the 24th that he slept with Lisa.
Brenda will be here.
That's the worst storyline ever. That's worse than the whole, like, post pregnancy, depression thing. Like, this is, like, the worst thing ever for them. I hate it. Like, Patrick would have never done that.
I know.
It's like, 2 years ago, he would have never done that. Ever.
I know.
He's supposed to move into Windermere on the 18th of
Oh, my God. Okay.
You know what? It just gets worse.
It's getting better and better, huh?
I am, like,
crazy.
So
why did you have to keep
making me sick to my stomach?
I'm so tired of even hearing Jason and Sam in a sentence. Even reading them a recap. I'm so tired of
I was glad they got their sex scene cut. I was like, please don't have sex.
Yeah.
Please don't have sex.
Yeah.
Thank you for interrupting
Smiley. And then they played
their song. Every time I hear that You and Me song, I want to throw something.
Oh, well, you know what? Christy, and not the same anymore. Because you don't want to.
Is that you? What's happening?
You sounded
like,
very wavy.
You're breaking up again.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Carly. Yeah, and it's not me because I'm in the front. I'm in the living room here.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Oh my goodness, it's getting worse.
It's doing it again. It's getting worse.
Mm.
Well, isn't this week where Sam wants some alone time with Jason?
Oh, please don't even say that sentence
well,
ever again.
Well, always want alone time with Jason.
She's
oh,
God. I even want some alone time with Jason.
No
what's
shit.
What's so funny is that there's a baby out there that's kidnapped. And
she doesn't even deserve any alone time with Jason after what she's done.
Thank
God,
you.
I hate her.
I'm just thinking about her.
She doesn't deserve him at all.
No, I know. Oh, my gosh. I can't.
She doesn't deserve anyone. She's crazy. Can we just kill her off the show? Because if she's not with Lucky, I don't care. I just don't care.
When she said to Christina the other day when they were out outside Kelly, she was saying, don't be using
that
conversation.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my gosh, how hypocritical of her to say that. Don't get revenge. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, thinking,
She was a revengeful person.
Look what she did to Jason. And you can't. As much as they try to whitewash Sam, there's always that chance that she could seek revenge on Jason if he goes back to Liz or whatever, or when he does. She'll seek revenge to probably kidnap all three of her kids or whatever, you know?
Well, you know, I hope you guys can hear me, but I saw the breakup scene today, and I was thinking, you know what, this is not a breakup scene that we are seeing. We are seeing two people that love their kid so much that they had to, you know, separate, but they did not break up. You know, and Liz has never done anything as evil, backstabbing as that little slut. I'm sorry, she is. That's all she is. She's a little slut that needs to go bye-bye.
I kind of commented on a YouTube. Somebody had said that it was Robin and Liz could never, what did it say, that they could never handle his life. Only Sam, Carly, or Courtney could. And I'm like thinking, I comment on that. I'm like, I said, you know, yes, she can. Heck, she even killed a Russian guy to save Sam's life. I said, I put
Wait,
on there.
Chris. And Christy, you said when you went to the Liaison event, they did not remember that, right?
Oh, the VPA, they didn't remember that.
Yeah.
Elizabeth had killed somebody before.
That is so funny. That is so, see how us fans know we don't forget nothing.
Nothing.
We don't
nothing.
Forget anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these writers are trying to make us forget.
Right.
They think that we are going to forget all these little...
That's what totally pisses you off because they're insulting your intelligence. We're not stupid.
Yeah.
She did kill the Russian guy. I remember watching that because they were going after Sam and she got the gun and killed the Russian guy.
Well, they were, you know, the thing is, they were going after Lucky and Sam, not Jason. They had nothing to do with it. They were going after Lucky and Sam. And you know what? please, someone wake up, because we want to see, Malibu Beach. It wasn't that they were going after, Jason. They were going after the little slut and the little demo. Yeah.
And you know what's funny? Speaking of the Russians, isn't Brenda going to be, like, involved somehow with the Russians or something?
Yep.
The mob?
The Russians
isn't
are coming back.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
What a big coincidence that she's, there was a spoiler out there saying that she's going to be involved somehow with the Russians or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like thinking, oh, now they're bringing the Russians into this mix again or something.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't wait till she comes back, because Sam McCall is going to be so not in
yeah.
this anymore, I'm hoping anyway, knock on wood. She was like a replacement for Vanessa when Vanessa had left, if you ask me. You
yeah,
know.
But she could never hold a candle to Vanessa. That was the problem. Like, so this little person is going to bring us exactly what Vanessa Marcel brought us. No, you're wrong, people.
Well, soon it'll be the Brenda show.
Well, I'm hoping that it's not going to be the Brenda. I know.
Well, it's better than the Sam show.
Yeah, that's what I said the other day.
To the mom
show. I think I can handle watching Brenda, and then, yeah, I would love to see that,
yes.
You know, how they're not going to have Sam so into this storyline with
because
Jason
I am so sick of Sam and seeing with Spinelli, because whenever that happens, I have to fast forward scenes, because it's not making me happy at all, so you know what, as soon as she's gone, I'm going to be happy, because here you are fast forwarding, because you can't stand her little whining little voice.
It's funny. We're on her bed and we're fast forwarding with soaps, and I'm quite laughing. It's come to the point where we're fast forwarding soaps now. It's so sad.
Sad.
We fast forward soaps.
Yeah,
it takes
yeah.
you like 2 minutes to watch the soap opera. Isn't that sad? Oh my god.
Well, we've lost. A lot of the B&B stuff. I mean, which I cannot wait to go watch the B&B stuff. But
oh, yeah. People,
I don't know if you guys, Bill Cosby did not die, by the way.
Somebody said Bill Cosby had died?
Yeah, there was a thing on Twitter all afternoon, I guess, or all evening saying that Bill Cosby died.
Oh, God.
You know,
you see that's one thing about things like Twitter and stuff. People just write any old shit that they want to, and then it goes out, you know, into cyberspace. I mean, to me, that's terrible, but that's what the internet has become. I mean,
did that to Justin Bieber. They said he had committed suicide from a drug.
What?
Oh, please.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
That's
it was
terrible.
All over the internet.
That's terrible.
Okay. Sorry for that. Something that made me laugh. It was weird when I saw that. I'm like, why is the guy? You know, I Googled it, and it's been like the story all day. But, oh, I did not know they did that to Justin Bieber. Wow.
You know, my niece texted me tonight while we're on the show. She goes, did you hear of the last exorcism? There was a preview on TV. It's a horror flick. She's texting me. And I go, what? And then I text her back. I go, why do you want to see that? I take it. She goes, yes. Well, I go, yes, why? But you want to see it, right? And she's like, oh, yeah. She texts me back, oh, yeah. She loves her.
Okay,
like,
I'm assuming you text me first, so
she had texted me while we're on the show, and I was so funny about talking about a show, about a movie.
You are so funny. You're just hilarious. No, actually, Oh, by the way, you guys, I guess there were reports online stories report a YNR act of death.
I was on the computer today and I saw that too, but I didn't read it or anything.
What happened?
They said that Michael, Murray, who plays Adam YNR, had died of an accident and drowning. And, but...
Of course, that's not true either, right?
No! He took to his Twitter page. He goes, "I'm fine."
Oh,
it was
God.
A gentleman I pulled from the wall that died.
Oh.
You know, that happened about Sharon Case a long time ago. There was reports that she died. She got killed a long, 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 long time ago, years ago. And I was like, oh, my God. Really? I was like all surprised, but then it was not true, obviously, but.
Wow.
Yeah, so basically, because the day that Michael Jackson passed away, they will repost that. Like three other people died that now day two. It was really weird.
I only got like one bar left on my phone. I better probably charge it.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't want to zinc fest, so I'm not going to say anything. Because whenever I zinc fest, something happens. So I'm not even going to say that. But, no, we will probably be back on, I don't know, Wednesday or Monday. I'm not sure yet. It depends what Terry and I can find to get ourselves in trouble. Right, Terry?
Sorry, yeah. The beginning of the show was so hilarious. It was so funny.
So, yeah, and
if you
guys need
a... You think we were drunk about
just...
So funny. Oh, man.
Yeah, that... I mean, we were just, more funny than usable.
I think I really started cracking up when she said, if it isn't obvious or... In case you haven't figured it out, Terry's here, and I just was laughing so hard.
And then I dropped my phone.
And then she dropped the phone. Funny. Oh, man.
It was hilarious. So if anyone needs a really good laugh, I'm just going to play also tonight because... You will start laughing.
Okay, you sound like you're having a good old time.
We recognized each other right away at the airport.
Oh, good.
We are having fun, though. If you guys want to all come over, you guys can. And then
I'll be
really?
Way over there to Seattle, sure.
Oh, really?
I need to cut out tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I'll book it out Southwest today.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, fine.
It only cost me like $300, but sure.
If they do have a tail, is it going to be in Vegas? I don't know if it's been confirmed.
That's what I keep hearing from a couple of people,
Vegas, I was like 4 hours away, so I thought I was drawn to Vegas, so.
Yes,
and so they're seriously thinking about doing
yes,
that?
Yes, they are.
I think,
oh,
yeah.
That's so cool.
I think
ahead,
Steve Christy Steve said that if you're interested in that, so like email or something, right? Didn't you say about email?
Yeah, I did email them, but I haven't gotten an email back yet, so it might take them a while, I don't know. So if it takes them longer than like a month, we have to stop. We're going to have to do a campaign and start bombarding
really?
Daytime connection with emails. Because if I don't get a response, I'm going to get impatient. Everyone's like, "What is it? When's it coming on?" I'm like, "I don't know."
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
So. Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh. I miss them so much. I wish that every time I watch them on videos of them, I want them together like so bad I could taste it.
Yeah, well.
Stevie Boy is getting a little gray on the sides of his old crew cut. Did you notice that?
Stevie's, really?
What? Yes, you can see the gray coming on his sides.
Okay.
Yeah. that 40-year-old, you know.
And you know, the thing is, though, is that watching Jason, or not watching Jason and Dom, but knowing that they're together, how long is Jason going to have to be an adventure guy? Can he just settle down and have a family or something?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's 40 years old. I mean, look at Sonny. Sonny has never been
like the adventure thingy. I mean, he just has been like the one that makes the money and kills Jason.
He kind of had an adventure with Brenda back in the day, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, in Puerto
like,
Rico.
Were, like, on the
run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a little adventure in Puerto Rico.
But I don't know how much longer I could stand watching or fast forwarding through Jason and Sam being, you know, the couple that sits in front of it, sits and has romantic Chinese dinner or whatever, and have nothing but, well, they haven't had sex, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as, you know what, I mean, really, it has got to be so boring because as a writer, I mean, there's no incentive. I mean,
there's no
excitement.
Incentive. This is what they
nothing.
I know.
So I mean, it's just like Guza. He's just writing for Jason.
And I know,
you know,
this has not improved ever since they got together. They haven't had any story outside anything, and supposedly they're gonna have like an adventure story coming up, you know, or
okay, you know what? They have been saying that for the last year, so I don't believe they are gonna have some great adventure because they've been posting that for the past year and a half.
There's no depth to their story. I'm sorry. They have no depth.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
Nope.
There's at all. There's nothing there. And I can't see
anything. You know,
anything.
I told somebody something about the chemistry Steve has with Kelly is so different from the chemistry he has with Becky. Like,
oh my God.
I feel like it's more of the physical force, sort of almost forced chemistry with Kelly. Like, it's almost forced, but not quite, because Steve plays it off really well, I think. But with Becky, it's like that whole, like, soul-searching chemistry. Like, you can see it in their eyes,
uh-huh.
the way they connect with each other. I can't
mm-hmm.
see that with Jason and Sam. I see physical. I see a lot of physical, not a lot of... Not a lot of soul-searching depth chemistry. Like, there is no depth with Jason and Sam. There's nothing. There's just physical.
I mean,
it's just physical with them. That's all I see
it as. I know. And so one thing about Jason and Liz, they can have both. They can have the physical and then the emotional,
mm-hmm.
you know. And Sam and Jason, they only have, like you said, the physical. They don't have that emotional. I can't, even when she was begging him not to go, to, like, run away with her, and I was like, that emotion is not there with them at all. If that was Liz begging him to stay, oh, my gosh. That would be
I was
like
can you just tell her to shut the F up and smack her? I'm like, I don't care. Really? Come on.
I know.
Especially when she screeches through the microphone. It's like, screech.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
I know, it's like, oh my gosh, how am I and they have the same, it's like they can't write anything else for them. It's either all about Sam wanting him to stay and whatever, it's all of them going having conjugal sex or, you know, or whatever, something, you know. I mean, I don't know, there's no way that the story has just hit a wall.
There is no depth in their relationship, you know.
Okay.
It is what it is. You know?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it really is. Oh my gosh. And I was listening to one of the radio. He's a guy that writes for ABC Something Death or something, and he has his own show on Vlog Talk, and he had a show about
I asked him on my show. He's gonna be on my show, I think, probably.
Oh really?
He's gonna be on my show too.
And he has the fan wars.
Oh, okay.
He has the fan wars on there. He has the fan wars. There was a show about fan wars, like Liaison into Sam, Thick and Chick, and he just like he was saying that it's just he wants to understand why you know, the minds of these fans, why they're so hateful. Why are they going? I think
they are. He told everybody what he experienced on JCM Radio and how unprofessional they were and, like, just rude.
Oh, really?
I was talking about how they went on Steve's Twitter. The Jazz fans went on his Twitter and was really bashing him for you know, liking Liaison or something. Or I don't know exactly what happened. And they were being mean to him on his Twitter. And he... I was like, I mean, I could be passionate, but I would never, like,
I don't understand how JCM fans are very hurtful and, like, to the point of insulting people personally because they feel so passionately about JCM. Like, us Liaison fans are not like that at all. Like, I feel like we're respectful with our opinion.
I do. We might have a few. We might have a few bad apples, but you know, most of the December fans I'm hearing that are doing that, bashing, going on.
I've met very few JCM fans who are actually nice.
Oh, really?
I don't, okay. They have such a, people give them, like, their fandom, like, their whole fan base is such a bad rap because people just, like, are so rude on Twitter and stuff. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
And you know, and they had, I think Tanya had gone on there talking about, she was the first caller, and, you know, and she was, you could tell she was passionate on there. I don't know exactly what they were talking about. He was just trying to get into her mind, like, what is this about?
Right. I heard that.
You know, oh, did you hear that? And I was like, you know, it was interesting, you know, to get some perspectives. And the last caller that he had on there was pretty, I think she was kind of neutral. I don't think she was either a fan of either of them or whatever. And, you know, what she was making some sense too and everything. And I'm just sitting there thinking, I could never be like, nobody's going to have their point proven. They're all, you know, the Summer fans, they're going to stay strong. They're not going to, you know, nobody's going to twist their arms to like Liz and Jason. And we're not going to, nobody's going to be able to twist our arms to like Jason and Sam or whatever. But I mean, it's just, we're just passionate fan base or whatever, and them too. And
they're like vicious when it comes to defending their couple. We're not like that.
And then when he was talking about how he went onto their show, the radio show, and
exactly.
I was like, and he stood there, he was there for an hour dishing it. He was taking it, and I was like, I admired him for that. He was just. And they're in the chat room being mean to him, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, oh, how mean can they get? And, oh, and he even said he after the show.
Every time I go in there, it's like Creative Christy, I get kicked out. Like, I'll say one thing, and they'll kick me out. I'm like, okay, great, thanks.
And he took the host of the show, and he talked to her. He said he talked to her after the show. He said, you need to moderate your show a little bit better.
Yeah, they do. They do, exactly. Every time I go on there, people are yelling or screaming or just like, I don't understand it. It's a whole different vibe in my show.
Exactly. I mean, you have a December fan come on there and you'll be nice. You'll just, you know, you'll let them go on.
I'll try to moderate a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I mean,
everybody needs to say their opinion, but, like, you know, not all at the same time.
And I know, Carly, we like bash, you know, whatever, but if they were
we like bash, Sam. But we are not, like, bashing Kelly Ford.
It's just like, you know, we, like, kind of, like, bash, you know, the character and the actor a little bit, but we're not, you know, if we're to have people on,
but if we don't do it, you know, in a mean way, like Mayo doing with Rebecca Host. You know, they go after Rebecca personally.
Well, you know, back in the day, it was 2006, 2007, you know, those fans, they were sending Becky death threats and stuff.
Were they?
Steve had to, you know, he had to get a hold of the mail and said, you send the mail to me. He was totally
Oh, my
fed.
Gosh. I don't think I remember hearing that, really.
Oh, people. Oh, they're.
They
whack.
Did? Oh, my gosh. Have we heard anything about us, Kelly getting any death threats or what, or anything from the liaison?
Well, I just sent her a couple last week.
Oh, you did? Really?
No.
Oh, you did.
No.
Okay.
But oh I don't God. Buy. Okay. I don't phone. I don't
it's okay. I just let me know when you got to kick me out. It's cool. I know you close at 11. Okay. No problem.
I mean, I just don't. I mean, I get that. I have never been. I mean, back before they had these message boards, I was always afraid when they started having message boards, because I remember I went into the cabinets a long time ago when they first joined the cabinets. I went into the chat room one time, and they were asking me, because this is the first time ever, I was so scared to go in there because I was afraid I was going to get bashed or whatever. And I went in there, and they were asking me, so what do you like about Liz and Jason or whatever? And I hadn't really watched Liz and Jason, because YouTube I don't think we had YouTube at that time, or maybe we did, or what. And I couldn't go back and watch scenes or whatever, and they were asking me, like, what is your favorite quote of Liz and Jason, or what's your favorite scene? And I go, and I said something, and they're like, oh, yeah, I like that too, whatever. And they asked me, like, what was your favorite moment or your favorite quote or something? And I go, it's not what they say, it's how they look at each other when they walk into a room or something. And then, like, the person chased me out of the chat room, like, you lurker,
what?
Get out of here or something.
Almost
I couldn't remember the exact quote that Liz and Jason had because I hadn't watched in a long time down a hospital. I couldn't go back and go on YouTube and check, go to their scenes or whatever. And they chased me out, and I hadn't been into a chat room for, like, years. I was like, oh, my God. How mean was that? What I did is I go in there anonymously now. I had gone in there anonymously then, you know, back in the day when the cabinets was good to go in, but they kicked me out. I was trying to go in the cabinets the other day. I got banned out of that, and I hadn't even been in there for months. I don't know. Maybe
I got banned from the. I got banned, and I don't even know why. You know, I mean, I was maybe because the only thing I used to do was I used to lurk. I used to go in there, and I used to read the posts and stuff.
That's what I did.
And then one day I said, oh, well, maybe I'll join, which I did. And a week later, they kicked my ass off the board. I don't even know what I did. I don't know what I did, what I said. And then I tried to get back on and said, no, you have been banned. And I said, but I don't understand. What did I do? What did I say? I don't get it. And I said, you know, these women
how
are
I
crazy.
Felt the other day.
I said,
I was
these
going
women
in...
are freaking crazy, man. You know, this
because
is
it used to
opera.
Be it used to be able just to go in there and not. They used to be able just to go in there and be lurkers, but now it's. You have to have an account or whatever, and you have to have posted something like once to be able to go to the spoiler section. And that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to go in the spoiler section that said you have been banned, and if we've made the wrong decision or something, or if we've made an error, please get to the moderator. So I was trying to write to the moderators, and I couldn't get in. I couldn't write to the moderators or something. Something went on, and. So I just kind of, like, created a new account or something.
Yeah, I don't even think that their membership is, you know, is as it was, you know, years ago. I think they have lost a lot. They have run a lot of people off.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it happens to all the message boards. You know, after I went to RTN, which was great, and now I see the same stuff is happening there too, because they're running a whole lot of people. You know, it seems it's people and message board. Sooner or later, they're all gonna. You know, they all end up the same way. You know, they either run people off.
Yeah.
Or, I mean,
yeah, I know.
So I said, but it's a television show.
I know.
And they take it so freaking seriously. Oh my God.
Well, At least I have my liaison DVDs to watch in case I get nostalgic and I miss them so much. But it makes me miss them more when I watch them. But if that's all we have right now, then that's all I have right now, you know? Oh.
There's also spoiler out that Lisa takes Emma out for ice cream without permission.
That sounds like a what? Action movie.
She does
oh my
what?
God.
She takes who out for it? Ice cream? Emma.
She takes Emma.
Emma the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Because, see, Robin goes to New York. I guess
They're trying to do the Fatal Attraction.
And then
where the chick came and took the,
yeah,
the little girl
Lisa
to the carnival. Lisa Robin,
oh, HIV meds.
Oh, please.
And
oh,
Patrick tries to cover by saying she might have misplaced them. Then Maxie tells Robin that Lisa was in their house while she was gone.
Oh, my God.
After asking Lucky to dig into Lisa's past, Matt and Maxie continue to keep an eye on her behavior around Patrick. That all happens on the 16th.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Such a wonderful, fun-filled show.
And Lisa
isn't
takes
it,
him out for
a... It's just wonderful. It's such a good show to watch, isn't it? I look forward to seeing it every day, as she says sarcastically.
Oh, God.
And then they're testing Nick in Brooklyn.
Yeah. I'm thinking all the talent they got on the show, these actors have, and they got such terrible writing. I mean, it's...
I know. It's like...
Such a waste.
When we were watching these DVDs this past week, and I'm like thinking, that's where the writing was. That's where they have the really good writing.
They have excellent writers on this
show. When Liz and Jake, Liz and Jason were at Jake's, and when he saved her from Jake, from that guy when after Lucky's death, and they had that, she had that whole monologue with Jason sitting at the table telling how she thought about what's happening with her and everything, And he just sat there and listened to her without any judgment to anything. He understood what she was going through. I think that's where I really, truly fell in love with him at Jake's. And I was like, where is that writing? Where is it? Was Guza writing it back then? Was he the writer for them back then? I don't know.
Guza? I don't know.
No, Guza didn't come into ruin our life. 2005 or 2006. That's when Gusa decided to come and screw our lives.
I have to disagree because even back then, that writing was good. They gave them romance, you know.
Oh yeah.
I think what happened when Franz decided, when Kelly wanted to be back in the limelight, I think that's when it all changed. That's when they broke them up. You know what I'm saying? Because Kelly wanted to be back with Steve.
Really? Yeah,
you
know.
The thing is that she had a really good storyline with Lucky when Greg Vaughn was in, and there was a following for that, it's just so sad. We're the ones that watch the show, not the actors. They're just there to act. If it wasn't for us, they wouldn't even have a job. And I don't think they should have that much control over what happens with the show. I mean, Steve Burton, I could see him because he's been there for a long time. And if he were not on the show, I think I would totally not watch it anymore because to me, Steve Burton is like General Hospital.
That's who got me to come on the show.
Yeah.
Back because I used to watch it like back in the Jesse Brewer days when they really did the hospital. But then I stopped watching it for a few years until Steve Burton came on. And then I didn't really watch that often during the early years. Really, when I got hooked was the Night of Passion.
I said these
two actors, they grew up on General Hospital.
Yeah, they did.
And the chemistry was just so off the charts, man. So that's when they got me hooked.
The thing is that, there was something on YouTube, somebody commented saying that, I think that, of course, the release, because somebody responding to what the Sandler fan said, they said that, Liz doesn't have, there's no chemistry. I don't care if they knew each other 10 years ago. There is no chemistry. It's forced. Jason and Sam now have that connection. And if somebody responded to that saying, Carly, I have asked Jason to look after Sam. Somebody asked Jason to look after Courtney, but with Liz, it was just a connection right away. They were friends. Nobody asked him to look after Liz.
Oh,
mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. He kind of felt obligated to, you know, not obligated, but he was there for her during that time. So, she asked me, the Sam and Courtney thing was like forced because they were. He was asked to either look after them too,
right.
those women. And with Jason mm-hmm. and with Liz and Jason, that was not forced. That was just grown, and they were grown
right.
into that friendship. And with these people that are saying, the December fans that are saying this don't even know. They need
people
to go back to
people see what they,
watch.
Well, you know, like
yeah.
I told you before, Terry, people see what they want to see.
What
that
they want
is,
to see.
That
yeah,
is their couple. And
yeah.
they see, you know, so I can't really
see,
fault them for that.
I try to see what they see in Jason and Sam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back when they put them together, I kind of saw what they see now, what they saw back then.
No.
I kind of saw a little bit, but I was too big of a Liz and Jason fan to even follow, to even be a follower.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of saw what they saw. I was kind of, as a playing devil advocate, and it's faded away. I try to see what they see now. I can't see it. I just can't. And I saw it back then. Back when they first got together, was they had a big following and everything. And yeah, they might have had chemistry, but they put too much damage to the Sam character back in 06 or whatever, whenever it was, 07 or something. And
yeah.
And I think even some December fans are not liking that couple anymore. You know,
no,
whatever.
They're tired of it.
They're
look,
getting
even,
tired
even
of it
the,
too.
Even the actors are tired of, you know, tired of their characters.
That's what I was
going to.
Jumping to a quick thing really quick. I don't think American Idol will be that possible next season.
Oh, I don't either. In fact,
I mean,
you know, I was telling my sister, I said, this is going to be their last season.
Yeah.
Because, you
yeah.
know, and it all started after, what's her name? After Paula left.
Yeah.
And when Paula left, it started going downhill. Then why they had to have four, four judges, I didn't get that. And why they asked Ellen, I said, Ellen's not even in the music world. Why are they even having, I said, Ellen's a comic. Why, I mean, she's not, you know, it's weird. So they fired Kara. They, you know, fired her. And Ellen asked to be let go. You know, she's gone. And who knows? And who knows if Randy will even come back?
Randy's back, actually.
Oh,
he said on Ryan's radio show that he and Ryan are back. But it's like, you know, when I heard Evan was leaving, I'm like, okay. You are too. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just being funny now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's being really. You made me lose my train of thought. Well, I heard Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Well, I'm going to tell you,
you cracked me up. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, really? Come on, Jennifer Lopez. What the hell is she? You know what? They can keep Idol because, first of all, Dancing with the Stars is in terms of ratings, is knocking them out of the box anyway.
True.
They have lost a lot of viewership. A lot of viewership.
Yeah.
They have.
Dancing with the Stars is more fun to watch anyway.
Exactly, because you're never really going to know how the stars are going to react or how the judges are going to react.
And what they say is hilarious. It's
I know.
It's right off the cuff what they say. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very entertaining show. Very
entertaining. I wonder when they're going to give the list of, for the new season, who's like, I wonder when that usually comes out in August, but I'm looking forward to see who, they,
what the fuck?
What is happening? But you guys? What is
No, I'm just walking around and she's looking, she's laughing. I'm not even
Let
talking
Let
us in
on the jokes, too. Shoot. We like to laugh. I have a sense of humor.
No. I saw people in the bathroom.
No,
I didn't
even go to the bathroom. No, I stepped on the scale is what I did.
And this is humorous, going to the John?
No. Okay, well, because I saw it in the moment.
Shirley, it's only funny when she flushes.
Oh, Britt, you're right, my Britt.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's what I was waiting for. I'm like,
well, if you want me to do that, I can't because I do got to go to the bathroom.
Go ahead. Make my night. Go ahead. Go ahead, Terry.
Christy, you're still with us? Christy?
I guess not.
Okay, well, I mean, I know, I didn't know how long your internet connection was, how long we were going to allow you to be there.
They used to kick me out, 15 minutes ago. I'm in the parking lot in my car. It's great.
Hopefully tomorrow. You will have your internet connection back. That sucks that you don't have it.
I'm downloading Sony Vegas from a torrent site right now. I just found this torrent site where I can, download, recent movies. I literally just downloaded Inception, yesterday. This is awesome.
Inception? Oh, really?
I don't have to pay $10 to go to the movie theater. Yes.
So what is the site that you
There
go
is
to
a website
Christy?
You can watch right
I
off
know,
the computer.
Because my sister told me about it. You know, she
it's,
told me.
It's mine. What I found is called kickasstorrents.com.
That is a good movie.
Uh-huh.
That's very good.
It is kick-ass, too. They're fast and they're free. But you have to download a couple programs to, get the torrent and everything to work. Because you have to download, the torrent program to the DVD file.
How's the quality, Christy?
It's decent. I haven't really watched it yet, but I kind of went through it and skipped through some of it last night, which is probably why I really screwed up dreams of people trying to kill me last night. Because I was watching Inception at 4 in the morning before I went to sleep. Not a good idea. But it's good. It's a decent quality. It's not that bad, actually.
Okay.
I figured out how to get Eclipse from MegaUpload.com, and I downloaded that, too, and that was kind of decent quality, except for some blockage in some parts.
Yeah, Vault is supposed to be very good, too. Vault with Angelina.
We saw that.
Oh, yeah?
We did.
It's good?
Yeah.
We
liked it, but it was funny. We went to, the 4:45 movie, and we thought, we are in matinee time.
Mm.
We were wrong.
Oh.
Because 4 o'clock ends here, being the matinee.
Oh, okay.
And now it costs $10.50.
I haven't paid $10. No, all I pay is $5.
$5. Terry, we did not hear you.
I'm here.
I
went to the bathroom. Did you hear me?
Oh, no, have to flush it a little bit louder, Terry. We didn't get it.
Okay. It's loud. It's as high as it is.
Now we'll have to wait, huh?
Yes, we have. Oh, my God. Okay, so we were off the air for 48 minutes, and it hasn't done anything to us.
Haven't you learned yet? Every time you say
it
that,
every time, Bridget, every time.
Okay, Okay, maybe it won't do a chest this time. Maybe it will like us.
Well, you don't have to say it because we know it's going to happen eventually, but you always have to make that grand announcement.
Okay.
And then, and then minutes later, we're zapped off. You know what I mean?
Okay, but again, Christy, help me here.
Yeah.
One night when Christy and I were doing, like, promos for her Uncle Saint, we were left down there for, like, what, 2.5 hours, Chris? Oh, 2 hours?
Uh-huh.
After the show, yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Hello?
I was just seeing if there was an echo, but there's not an echo.
Yeah, I can hear the echo. I can hear it. I hear the echo. What does that mean? Is that the beginning of the end or what?
No.
Okay.
That means
the beginning of the end.
No, that means
so the end of the beginning.
Oh,
God. No, it means that Terry and I are in the same room. And so I was going to just test it out.
Oh.
How is the weather there, Silly? Because I heard, like, it's hot everywhere.
Oh, it's hot everywhere, but it really wasn't that bad today. I mean, it went up to around 90 today, but it didn't feel as warm as it has been, you know, in the past couple of weeks. I didn't think it was that bad, you know. But it's summertime, it's Florida, and that's, you know, this is the natural way of things. What can I tell you? But it isn't that bad. Look, even in New York, they feel like it has, like, it's 3 digits. I mean, they say it was so hot there the other day. And this is New York. See, one thing about New York, you've got all these buildings, and the heat has nowhere to go, you know, so you're standing.
Uh-huh.
It's like stagnant, you know.
That's how it is here.
Huh?
The heat... The humidity here in New Orleans, oh, my God, it's murder.
Bad,
it's literally
right?
Murder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's horrid. Like, I hate working in it. Like, I don't stay outside unless I have to.
But, I mean, the 10 years, 10 months around? Is it, like, 10 months of a year does that, Christy, or how is that? Oh, is it the summertime?
Well, summertime is, like, the worst, but it's not going to cool down here until, like, October. Like, really, I'm not kidding.
Here, too. Because even September, we have, you know, it's still hot.
Yeah. Where do you live again? I forgot.
Florida.
Oh, yeah. So you're in the south, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Bridget is the only other west, well, besides Terry. Well, okay, isn't where you live, isn't that like the west coast too? I'm right. Or am I wrong?
Yep, you're right. We're right in the middle.
So, I think it's going to be like good here until October, November. And then the rain and the thundering and then everyone's favorite, the snow. And if it snows here, it snows here for like 2 weeks straight. I mean, but you can take like one of those YouTube things or whatever they call it, and you like go down a hill on the snow and you pray you don't die.
What?
Okay, no, because they are long hills, and you take the tube, like the inner tube, and you just go down and you just pray, like, because we have long hills, you just pray that you survive.
Oh, my gosh.
No, because when we lived on Mr. Island, I thought, okay, I did, and it was not good because I went down this long hill, like this really bad long hill, and I ran into a stop sign.
Oh, God.
And, you know, but there were no cars coming because it was blocked off. And
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
So, but, okay, bud.
What was that?
She told me we're at her sister's house, and she goes, can I drive? And I go, you know what? I want to make it home. I want to make it home in one piece. So,
oh, my gosh.
You know, I told her, and, yeah. So.
And you actually get in the car with her? Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, yeah. I know Terry, you guys, Terry is the best driver ever. She's really good. She's really good.
No, I'm not talking about Terry. I'm talking about you.
Her dad actually had to test me. I felt like I was taking a driver's test for the first time. Well, my driver's test or something. And because, you know, he was letting me borrow a car. And, you know, he doesn't know. I understand that. He doesn't know me. He just wants to, you know, be cautious or whatever and be safe. And so he was in the car. And I felt like I was having my first driving test or something. It was so funny.
Like. Yeah, well, yeah, but no, Cherry's a very safe driver. She's, she's really good. She's really good. Even when we are lost, she is really good.
Well, there was not much. You could either go straight or turn or something.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
And
so you really can't get lost, I guess.
You can't really get lost. Yeah, you really couldn't get lost. And yeah, so even in California, I mean, when I was finding some places, I just kept going straight and getting lost as I was going straight, but then I just turned around and went back and found where I needed to go.
Yeah.
So yeah, but no, it's fun. It's fun, and, yeah, so, yeah, you guys will all come here and see us because we are so funny.
No, we don't need to see you. We hear it.
I was just going to say that. It's just enough to hear it, let alone.
Yeah, right, you know, right. We don't really have to get the visual.
Oh.
We hear it.
Hey, Chris. I thought, oh, my God, you and I could broadcast from the Leydon event, but that might be hard to do. But I thought it would be really funny because you and Terry and I would be all in the same room, and I think it would be very hilarious.
That would be. I can just imagine us drunk. That would be even more hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, yeah, we should plan on that. Yeah, just... And
we'll
we
get
meet.
Long, see what happens.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Well, just look at it this way. When I get drunk, I'm 100 times more giggly.
Oh gosh.
Well, so am I. I'm loud and I laugh a lot.
I'm not really why. I just laugh a lot. I just giggle. I laugh way too much, and I don't necessarily get wild or anything. I'm just like, I just can't stop laughing, you know?
Mm.
And I'll just fall over or, you know, whatever. That's about it.
Well, okay, I've done things that I don't remember when I've been drunk, so... And it wasn't really my... Well, of course, it was my fault, but... I was sort of drunk, so really, it doesn't count. Like, the whole thing was, like, I don't think, well, when you're drunk, I don't think your behavior should really count if you're horrible. That's what I think. Unless you did something really, really bad that you really don't remember when you're drunk, but yeah, that is.